I bring good news! I bring good news, O Master!
Was Hussein killed?
Here is a letter from Ibn Ziyad to you, sir.
We'll take them. Where?
To Damascus.
Damascus?
This is the Caliph's orders regarding the prisoners. He has ordered that we convey them to him immediately.
But, my dear prince, Abu Talisan Ali has many supporters in several of the villages that we must go through in order to arrive at Damascus safely. And we are very likely to encounter danger while we have his children among our killed and are captured.
Take all the soldiers you think you may need, so that nobody will dare to stand against you.
I see that you are looking at the borders of Khusrau, Zanab.
Were the borders of Khusrau not broken down with the birth of my grandfather Allah's messenger?
Indeed. And in what condition is the Prophet's heart now? When a child's head is ripped away from his body? And the women are prisoners?
Be delighted, Til Jaushan, son. Those who do wrong will come to know by what a great change they will be overturned, and the end is best for the righteous.
The head should have remained on the spears and not put in the boxes.
Do you wish that our head should be added to theirs? We fear we'll pass through some villages of Ali's followers, and Shamir wishes that they not see the heads.
In a moment, you will be near Hussein's son, Ali.
Look at this. Look at this eager little puppy.
Look, it's eager and hungry for a greasy dish. Its teeth can chew right through the harshest bones! So what do you think will happen to Hind's weak little thin bones? Don't you like this burial cloth? Or do you want it made of luxurious silk so your body can enjoy it before it leaves this earth? Hind? I have to undress you and take off this expensive and noble dress because, you see, dogs see with their noses. Release the dog on her.
My master, have mercy upon your son.
You said son?
Don't you wish to wait until she's given birth?
So then Hind...
She is.
They have killed Hussein. To humiliate anyone who publishes justice and speaks truth, propagates good, and fights against evil, gives Islamic rulings, abstains from obeying the corrupt, and giving a vow of fidelity to any sinful liar. Thus, if the Prophet's grandson is beheaded, be satisfied with humiliation. Otherwise, be prepared for battle, patience, and comfort.
Fulfill her wish about this matter.
Oh, my master. She has to do nothing but returning the prisoners to their families. And what is the harm when you have killed Hussein and fulfilled your purpose with him?
Let her ask about another matter and I'll see about it.
Excuse me, my master.
What is the matter, Thaur?
There's a man here who complains about the Romans.
And he wishes that I should invade the capital of Rome.
No, my master. But he says the Romans have invaded the Muslim gates and have murdered Muslims and burnt down their villages. Thus he seeks your help.
Send the Roman to see him. Let him hear the man's story and answer him.
But my master!
Thaur! Do as I have ordered you.